The Lord be with you.
And with you.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Tax collectors and sinners were all drawing near to listen to Jesus, but the Pharisees and scribes began to complain, saying, "This man welcomes sinners and eats with them." So to them Jesus addressed this parable. A man had two sons, and the younger son said to his father, "Father, give me the share of your estate that should come to me." So the father divided the property between them. After a few days, the younger son collected all his belongings and set off to a distant country, where he squandered his inheritance on a life of dissipation. When he had freely spent everything, a severe famine struck that country, and he found himself in dire need. So he hired himself out to one of the local citizens, who sent him to his farm to tend the swine. And he longed to eat his fill of the pods on which the swine fed, but nobody gave him any. Coming to his senses, he thought, "How many of my father's hired workers have more than enough food to eat? But here am I, dying from hunger. I shall get up and go to my father, and I shall say to him, 'Father, I have sinned against heaven and against you. I no longer deserve to be called your son. Treat me as you would treat one of your hired workers.'" So he got up and went back to his father. While he was still a long way off, his father caught sight of him and was filled with compassion. He ran to his son, embraced him, and kissed him. His son said to him, "Father, I have sinned against heaven and against you. I no longer deserve to be called your son." But his father ordered his servants, "Quickly, bring the finest robe and put it on him. Put a ring on his finger and sandals on his feet. Take the fattened calf and slaughter it. Then let us celebrate with a feast, because this son of mine was dead and has come to life again. He was lost and has been found." Then the celebration began. Now the older son had been out in the field, and on his way back, as he neared the house, he heard the sound of music and dancing. He called one of the servants and asked what this might mean. The servant said to him, "Your brother has returned, and your father has slaughtered the fattened calf, because he has him back safe and sound." He became angry, and when he refused to enter the house, his father came out and pleaded with him. He said to his father in reply, "Look, all these years I served you, and not once did I disobey your orders. Yet you never gave me even a young goat to feast on with my friends. But when your son returns, who swallowed up your property with prostitutes, for him you slaughter the fattened calf." He said to him, "My son, you are here with me always. Everything I have is yours. But now we must celebrate and rejoice, because your brother was dead and has come to life again. He was lost and has been found." The Gospel of the Lord. The familiar parable of the prodigal son today. It's important to first say that the whole reason Jesus gives this parable is in response to the Pharisees and scribes who are complaining that Jesus is getting together with tax collectors and sinners and eating dinner with them. It's so-called the parable of the prodigal son. And I looked up the definition of the word prodigality, or the practice of being prodigal. And it was defined as wasteful extravagance, reckless spending, but also lavish abundance and extreme generosity. So prodigality is not necessarily a bad thing. It has its good points and its bad points. But we're asked to look at these two sons today in this parable. The son who sinfully squanders his inheritance and finds himself in a state even less than swine. Now, for Jewish people, swine are unclean animals, so this is as low as you can possibly go. The swine are feeding, and he is not. Having spent everything on a life of dissipation. And then we look at the son who stays, who was dutiful, following orders, working without recognition, apparently. We are asked to compare their hearts, the hearts of these two boys, and we're asked to compare ourselves to them. Coming to his senses, the so-called prodigal son doesn't presume to be restored to his rightful place, but he has a memory of his father's goodness, even to his hired workers. So he turns back because he is starving. And as Jesus explains in the parable, the father is waiting and watching for him. For how long has he been waiting? For months, perhaps? And when he sees him, he runs to him. I think this is true prodigality. It is the reckless spending of love. It is the extreme generosity of the father. The other son who stayed home is seething with anger. Where is justice? It's a fair question. Why give him another ring, another fine garment? This son can find no joy in the fact that who he refers to as his father as your son, not my brother, but your son. He has no joy in the fact that that son was dead and has come back to life. He doesn't care. He, I would say, is in a desperate place, just as desperate as the pen with the swine, wishing that he could somehow be satisfied. Perhaps some of us have been there. And what does the father do? He again rushes out to this other son when he refuses to come inside. He refuses. So now we look at the father in the parable. This is what the father does. He goes out to find us. He always provides a welcome. There is still time to recognize the father who waits for you and invites you to come inside. It is so easy to harden our hearts against people who we have decided are sinful. And it's not even our judgment call, actually, but we do it all the time. And we refuse to give any sort of welcome home. And yet the welcome is necessary for reconciliation to take place. There has to be the common ground where we meet, where contrition and forgiveness meet. It requires a prodigality of kindness from us to help the goodness of others come forward. It allows us no longer to be defined by our pasts. It provides in this moment reunion, joy, and celebration.